Okay, today's daf is Bab Metzia, daf Ayin Zayin. And we are on Ayin Vav Mabez, a couple of lines up from the bottom. We started yesterday, Perak HaSocher Es HaUmnin. We started the sixth parak here in Masechet Bab Metzia, all relating to employer-employee relationships and transactions and people who, one of the sides, which tries to get out of the commitment before the time is over, says the Gemara, we are about six lines up at the bottom on Ayin Vav Amid Beis. Tani Tana Kamei De Rav. The Brisa was said in front of Rav. Again, the Brisa, we just quoted a long Brisa on Ayin Vav Amid Beis. We're going to talk about different parts of it. So the Brisa had said that if one of the, let's say the worker reneges in the middle, so then, or he gets there and the job is done, so then, no sein lahem, schara mishlam. So then, you have to pay him in full. Right, that was the last skinny line the Brisa mentioned that if they halchu chamarim, they get there and the job is done or the field was flooded, so you have to pay them in full. So the Gemara says that Rav heard this Brisa, Amar le Chavivi. So he quotes his uncle. Chavivi was a nickname for his uncle, Rabbi Chia. The Gemara describes elsewhere how it was his uncle Mishdeat Stadim. Omar, so Rav says, Ilu ano havai lo havia hivna lohen ela kapal batel. If I was there, I wouldn't have given him the full price, full wages. He gets there, he didn't do the job, and in that way, then the Brisa says in this first line that he gets paid as if he would have done the job. So Rav says, I wouldn't have done that. Viat amartelo nosileb scharan mishlam. And you say in this Brisa, I would have paid him for his time as a worker who was somewhat less. How do you figure out Kapol Batel? He was not active, so I don't understand this Brisa. Says the Gemara, just look at the next line of the Brisa. The Brisa explained itself. V'hi alak tani, eino dome habaton lahava rekan, o semalacha liyoshi v'batel. The next line of the Brisa explains that it doesn't mean paying them in full. It means paying them for their potential services. So what did Rav mean by saying this? If you just look at the next line of the Brisa itself explicates that you're not paying in full. Answers the Gemara, two answers. Number one, lo simu akame. Maybe he didn't let him finish. He didn't let him finish the Brisa. He said over this Brisa, Rav jumped, and they said, no, wait, 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 just wait a second. And once they finished, so then, in a chinami, Rav agreed. Igadamre, or simu akame v'achikamar, or maybe no. They did finish the Brisa, and Rav still argued that it should be one notch lower. V'achikamar, chavivi amar, right? And this again, what I heard my uncle, i'aviyano, lo haviyahivna leklal, v'yatamre kapol batel. Not that I would have given as a less active worker instead of a full wages. Even instead of a Paul Butler, I wouldn't have paid him at all. What'd they do? They didn't do anything. They came there, the job was done, or it's impossible to do the job. They were supposed to plow the field, and they get there, and it's full of water. They couldn't do anything. So says the Gemara, two versions of what Rav's reaction was to this story. Well, again, why wouldn't he have given them anything? So if you look in Rashi, four lines from the bottom, Rashi says, Lo avihim neklal demazlaihu garam. It was their mazel. We find sometimes that if there's a certain circumstance that occurs, and there are two people involved, it doesn't mean that it's the other person's fault. You know, bad luck. Right, as the Gemara says at the beginning of Ksuvis, Nistachva Sadehu. You know, somebody got sick, so therefore they can't get married that day. The field was flooded. So here, literally, the field was flooded, not just figuratively, and therefore, Rav says, in that case, you wouldn't pay at all. So says the Gemara, Lakashahach. So what would he do with the Brisa, though? The Brisa says, Kapol Batel. So we'd rather not say, as sometimes we do say, Rav Tanu Upalig. We'd rather not say that Rav argues on the Brisa. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. Maybe there are two types of cases under discussion here. Lokasha, ha de sayre la ara mi de orta, ha de lo sayre la ara me orta. It depends whether they checked out the field the night before. If they checked out, who's the they? Machlokas Rashi Rambam. Rashi says, if the workers went to the field the night before, and they saw, and they understood what was going on, so if they still accepted the job, then they're basically saying, no matter what, they understood that it might be flooded, it might rain tomorrow, it might not they might not be needed, and they're still accepting to do the job. So whatever it is. So then they can't claim anything, because they know that the job might be done even without their work. But if they didn't go, so then the assumption is that it's the Balabais' fault. He should have known, he should have told them what the risks are, and if he didn't, he still owes them something. So that's Hadesairi La'ara. This is where they went and did a siur the night before, or not. The Gra points out here that the Rambam is mafarish the opposite, a different pshat, that the balabayas was mavakir himself. Right? Sha'azlo pasha. If he went, then he wasn't poshaya. He still hired them. He did his due diligence. If something happens, an ones happens, ma biyadolasos. What is he supposed to do? Right? So is the focus on the balabayas? That's the Rambam's formulation. Right? If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Schiris, Perek Tes Halacha Dalid, a long halacha all about these details. The Rambam says, "Im biker balabayis melachto miba erif umatza tsricha poalim," and he sees that you need workers. Ein lepoalim klum, ma biyadolasos. It was an ones, right? Masha enkein. So it's a different focus of the line. The Rambam says, "Is it an ones or not on the part of the balabayis?" On the other end, though, the Rashi says, "No, the workers knew and they accepted, or they didn't accept." Right, that's the difference in focus. Similar, where else do we have such a distinction? As follows: Kiha de Amarava, Haiman, back to the Gemara. Haiman de Agar Agire Larifka. Right, if somebody is hired to dig ditches, see on the side, Lachrosh Charitzin, Vyasamitra, Malia Malia, and then rain comes and fills up the ditches with water. So what is he supposed to do? So Isairi La Arame Urta, if, again, let's go with Rashi's shot. If the worker went the night before and he knows what he's going to get himself into, and he assumes the risks, so then say to the Poalim that it's the Poalim's loss. Again, not that they did anything wrong, but it's their loss, because, you know, mazlayu garam, as we said before, sometimes it's mazel. Lo zira la'ara meyurta, if they didn't, the workers didn't go the night before, so then say to the balabayas, why? Because he should have known better, v'yav lukabal batal, and then you have to give him some basic amount, not in full, if he didn't do the work, but you have to pay him something. Mazlayu garam, but remember, we hold ein mazel Yisrael. That's in general. In general, we say, the Gemara tells us elsewhere, ein mazel Yisrael, the Gemara at the end of Shabbos, tells us, ein mazel Yisrael, that's on a national level. On a personal level, so there is somewhat mazel. Again, the Ritva says at the end of Tainus that there is mazel Yisrael in Adar and in Av. So that ein mazel Yisrael is for 10 months out of the year. But for those two months, there's positive mazel or not positive mazel. Right? The Shulchan Aruch says we shouldn't have a din Torah in Av under certain circumstances. But mazlayu garam, on a personal level, there is mazel. Right? There is what does mazel mean? What does mazel mean? That we have a certain type of born under the constellations. The Gemara also in Shabbos, if somebody's born under Ma'adin, they have this netiyah, and if they have born under this other constellation, they have this netiyah. Obviously, as the Mefarshim explained, the higher we raise ourselves, the more Ashgacha Pratis we're zocha to. But there is, a lot that's out of our control. Hakol bidei shamayim chus b'yira shamayim. So what does that mean? Kadosh Baruch Hu has a package for all of us, and he knows what's best for our circumstances. But in general, sometimes halachically in the financial world, we say mazlayu garam is if it wasn't the other person's fault in the matter. Okay, says the Gemara, third line. Number of cases related here to employee-employer situations. V'yama Rava, Haiman de Ogir Agure Ladavla, V'yasa Mitra. Again, Rava says if somebody hires somebody Ladavla to irrigate a field, right? Rashi, Lahashkos Sados. Right, to irrigate a field. We know there are different types of fields in Halacha. The Mishnah Moy Katan talks about it, Ste Ba'al, and one that's watered by the river, one that's watered by rain. So here, the assumption was that it was going to need to be irrigated. But then it rained, Asa Mitra, so then there's no work to do. Right? The Bailim says, sorry, I don't need you. They come for work in the morning and the work is done. Say to the Paalim, so the Paalim lose out because what could you, it wasn't the Balabais' fault. But Asa Nahara, say to the Balabais. But if the rain didn't come, but if the river came, the river overflowed and watered all the fields, then the balabayas is the one that's responsible. V'yavluhu kapal batal, and he has to pay them at least a lower rate wage. Why is the balabayas responsible if it was the river? So Rashi and the Rashba. Rashi here says, well, the Paulim don't know the river's general behavior. They don't know if it ever overflows. The Paulim made him yodim in minak sadeyu. She nar ola lashkoso. Alachu ayo yodeya. So the balabayas should have known about it. He should have warned them, and maybe they wouldn't have taken the job. So therefore, it's his responsibility. Asks the Rashba. He quotes Rashi. What makes a river overflow? Often. The rain. So, says the Rashba. I'll read you the line. Kasha, Maishna Nahar, Maishna Matar. What's the difference between the river and the rain? Often when it rains, that's what makes the river overflow. Shahari ein hanar misraba ela menakshamim. Kita amrinan. Right, he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos. Mitra b'ma'arva sadar abapras. That Gemara, when it rains in Eretz Yisrael, you know that the Euphrates is overflowing. Right? It's they're connected. Vod maishna to kid the pasuk nara shani lebein paulim to bnei masa lepaul and labnei masa. We're going to have in a line from now, Beth Hashem, that there's a difference between whether the workers live there or not. Here it doesn't make a difference between whether they live there or not. What do you mean? We should say if they live there, then it's not the Baal HaBayis' fault, because they should have known also the behavior. So says the Rashba, I think there's a different reason. Why is there a difference between rain and the river? The Nira, Dinahara lo ala al sadehu, velo hishka oso. Nah, the river didn't go and water the field. The ilukein, hariu kamatar, velo isra chlal. Ella bishalav in iskari velasada. The point is that the river went up and it got became closer, so now it was easier for the workers to do the job. Not that there was no job to do, but it was easier. Ubimaat sheyifchasu rashe tlamim yikatsu amayim. Just lower the ground a little bit, and the water will flow in. V'yashku asasada. Right? He says that hukla aleim hamalacha. So maybe that's what's under discussion. Doesn't mean, but if it was totally done, there shouldn't be any difference between the rain or the river. That is the Rashba's comment on Rashi. There is a big discussion here in all the Rishonim, how this Gemara, the first half of the Gemara now, the first line. So what happened in the first line where the river comes and versus the rain comes? If the rain comes, we say to the Paulim. The workers are ready to work. The rain comes, we say, sorry, the Paulim loose. This seems to be a problem. Tosfos and the Rif and the Ritva and all discuss, do we remember a Gemara in Meseches Gittin? The Gemara in Gittin, and Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Tosfos quotes it on the third line. Right, Ahu de Amar Leila Arise. Right, a person says to his sharecropper, you know what, everybody tells their sharecropper, water my field three times during the year or during the day, water it three times and you can have a quarter of the profits. You know what, I'm telling you, please water it four times and then you'll get a third of the profits. Person makes a deal that he's going to give his aris more for watering the field more. And then what happens? Asi mitre, it rained, so that extra watering wasn't needed. So what is the halacha in that case? So there is a machlokas there. But we hold, ayin dal tam beis, says the Gemara, asi adali abra v'achol tilta. L'sof asa mitre, amar of Yosef, halodala. Hey, he didn't do the fourth watering. So why should he be zochet to the extra money? Rabba amar, but we pass him like Rabba. Halo etzricha. It wasn't needed, so you gotta pay him anyway. Right? The result was achieved. So over there, what do you see? The worker doesn't lose out. If the rain does the work for him, he still gets paid in full. And what does our Gemara say here? If it rains, sorry, I don't need you. That's the kasha that is asked by the Rishonim. Tosfos says the here. V'mashmad ha'chad alacha karava d'lechem ad'palik. V'tei ma'ikot ha'gemar gittin. And the second skinny line, Rabba amar halo itzrich. U'mefarsh time ad Rabba mishum d'mishmaya rachami alei u'mucha chasan d'alacha karava. Right, so what's the difference between the cases? So the Rif, Tosfos also says it here, but I'll read it to you from the Rif. The Rif there in Maseches Gittin says, maybe there is a big difference between a Poel and an Aris. A Poel and an Aris. Says the Rif right here on Laman Hey Amabez in the Dafe Arif. Umistabralon, the shiny Aris be Poel. The Aris Kishutaf dami. An aris is a semi-quasi-owner. The isnisa hahi'ara lavi shakalmidi. If it only happens, he takes nothing. Hilkach, kivan, de kabel, alei, de dali arba'a, kani le tilta. He's like a quasi-owner. That's an aris. That's a different type of relationship. Vekiva delo itzrich lo paka manta delay. What, since it wasn't needed, he doesn't lose his portion. Mashaki de poel, poel has less rights. Paul has less rights, and therefore there's going to be a difference. That's similar to what Tosfos says here. Also, Tosfos says on the fourth skinny line, "V'yishlomer dedafka ba'aris sheyoid lekarka ba'arisus nosein lo ashlish afilu asi mitzvah b'safek the shema lo asi kamo sharisi deshakli riva v'chulu amalacha paulim she'enim arisim ela nosein lem schiris amalacha." Tosfos doesn't say it as explicitly as the Rif. The Rif says the aris is a bialim, and the poel is not. The Tosfos just says, by Paulim, they're being paid for their work, which they didn't do. right? We'll have to get back to that, Be'ez Hashem, soon as well, right? If you look in the it could be that Tosfos is closer to the Ravid. The Ravid there on the bottom of the Rif gives a different shot, which the Ritva quotes here. The Ritva quotes here the day of the Ravid there and the Ravid al Rif. V'tiritz Ravid. Da'acha bepoel schir yom kidamina behedya ubahahu David said to Poland. It the Paulim lose. The Avol he just chilu b'malacha hecha the pasuk nara paga yoma. Avol b'kabalanis says the Ravid in the name of the quoted by the Ritva. Avol b'kabalanis malacha kol ravcha de asi de mevid malacha minafsha ravcha de kabalanu. Right, there's a difference between basically paying for the day and paying for the job. Paying for the job, so you look at the result. Was the result done? Yes, good. I'm not going to lose. Give me my money. But if it's paying by the day, then you didn't do the work. I'm paying for the work. I'm not paying the more of the process of the work, not just more for the result. And therefore, again, there could be a difference between Poel and Aris. Okay, let's continue now. Says the Gemara, next little story. Again, a number of little stories here on the Gemara. So we just had the chilek between the rain and the river. The Amarava, sixth line. Haiman de Ogur Oguri Ladavla. Upasagnara Bipalga de Yoma. What happened? Everybody, I hired you to irrigate my field. Picture the scene. There's like a stream or a river going down between the fields, and different when it's time to water the field, I siphon off some of the water to go into the field. What happens? I'm about to do it, and all the workers are doing it in the middle of the day, and all of a sudden it dries up. They're doing it so much at the top of the mountain that no water is left for me. So I can't water your field. Pasagnara bipaga de yoma. Right? It stopped. Right? So what do I do now? Elo avit the pasig. If it's very unusual, it's like an ones, say to the pollen. They couldn't have expected this. Right? They were there. They're ready to do their job. So you can't fault them. So say the pollen. Avit the pasig. But if it's common that this occurs, it's common that there's traffic in the river siphoning, and many people do it at once, then it depends. Ibn Masa, if the workers also live in the city and they know about this, say to the Poland, then they should have known that this is a common occurrence, and they should have taken that into account. La Ibn Masa, say to the Balabais. But if they don't live there, then you can't fault them. The Balabais should have warned them, and if the Balabais didn't warn them, so then we say the Balabais still has to pay them. Period. Okay, every little story here, the Rishonim expand into rules and regulations about Poalim. Right? We used to read a story, but we have to see that it's really, it creates rules. Says the Rush right here, the end of Siman Gimel. Let me summarize what I learned from this story. Dekol onsa, deloi boi la suke adatayu, lo poa velo balabayas. If there is an ones that occurs, and nobody could have realized it, not the Balabais or the workers, or they both could have realized it. Inami travayu iboilu lasugedatayu, say to the Paulim. In that case, where it's equal ones, known or not known, the Paulim lose. Why? Says the Rush, tahamosi mechaveir alav araya viyado ala tachtona. The Rush says, tahamosi mechaveir alav araya. So is that literal? The Tshuva Sadeshin has a tshuva here in Simon Shidduchav Tess, where he discusses, is it literal? Like, what happens if he had paid him already? What if he prepaid the workers? The workers could keep it, because now Moshe Bechavar Lavaraya, now I'm holding it? Or is the Rush just using Moshe Bechavar Lavaraya to kind of say, there's no chiyuv that can be proven here, and therefore that he doesn't have to pay? Not literally muchsak, like we sometimes have, and therefore even if he would have paid, he might have to give it back. So he might not have to give Moshe Bechavar Lavaraya, but either way the Rush says that if there is an ones, that is equal either both known or both not known. So in that case, says the Rush, the Paulim would lose. Yadam al hatachtona. Good. Next story. V'amar Rava. Haiman. Rava's making all these statements. V'amar Rava. Haiman to agra aguri la vidita. V'shalom avidita b'palga di yoma. What if workers are hired to do a job and they finish the job in the middle of the day? Finish the job. So now what? E islay avita denicha mina. Let's read our Gersa first, and then we'll see if there's any change. If there is other work that the Balabais could give them, denicha mina, that is easier than the previous work that they did, Yavlu, he could give that to them also. It was easier. Inami dichvasa, or similar difficulty, mafgilu, that he could command them to do that too. Dekashemina, but if it's harder work, no, lo mifgaluhu, then he can't give them any harder work. That's not, they didn't agree to that. Fedosi lamschar mishlam, and then you pay them in full. Says the Gemara, amai, velezi lukabal bata, what do you mean? If he didn't do the rest of the, if he only worked half the day, so he hired them to work. So he only did half. So why would he have to pay them in full? Why not just kapal batal? Ki kama rava ba'achlushe de mechuza. Dilo avdi chalshi. No, here we're talking about certain types of workers that always constantly schlep things. They're carrying heavy loads. That if they're not doing it, if they're not flexing their muscles and doing the schlepping, it's going to affect them negatively. But if they have a day off, their muscles are going to start not being as strong. It's like, you miss one day, you lose the whole flow. And that's what we're talking about. So they didn't gain anything by not having a half a day off, right? They lost, right? And therefore, that is why you would have to pay them in full. A couple of important points to discuss. First, let's get back to the Girsa. So the way that we just read it, the Gemara switches verbs, which is unusual. Right? The way we just read it is that if it's easier work, yoav lahu. If it's same work, mafkid lahu. Why does the first one say yoav lahu and the second one say mafkid lahu? If it's easier, then he could give it to them, and if it's just as the same, then he could command them. So that's why the Vilna Gaon right here takes out the words yoav lahu. Right? He just says if it's easier or similar, mafkid lahu. He takes out those two words. If you look at the Rishash, instead of taking out two words, he says, I can solve the problem by adding in one letter. Put in a dalet right before the word yahiv. So it's all one sentence. Isle avita v'nicha minei diyav luhu. Right? If it's easier work that he's giving them, or dichvasa, or similar work, so then mafkid luhu. That he could command them. So you put in the word, the letter dalet, so that continues the phrase. It's not a separate phrase. Number one. So that's the Girsa. Number two, the Ramban. The Ramban here says, the only time when there's an issue in the more, whether it's easier work or harder work, is when the original hiring was for a specific avoda. If you hired him for just work for me today and I didn't specify, then I could have given you harder work in the first place. So why shouldn't I be able to give you harder work now? So the whole Gemara here must only be talking about where he hired him for a specific type of job. Pirish, says the Ramban, Haidina lesa elahecha de agar agero befeirish lahayavidita. Aval sachran stam, afilo de kashimine mafkeluhu. That he could give them even more. Tamit safranami ibai mafkeluhu hach de kashia. Because even in the morning he could have given him harder work. And the Ramban says, it's befeirish tosefta. The tosefta says, rashai balabayas. Lishanoso mim lamalacha kala avalo lamalacha chamura. Haketzad scharo. The Baal HaBayis can always change it to an easier work, not to a harder work. Ketzad, the example given in the Tosefta, scharo lenachesh bisadehu. If he hires him to weed his field, vigamar esadehu, and he finished it. Amarlo midaito bova adar tachashdek fanim. Velo, right, to hold over here. Velo ba pirish, velo ba karcha scharo la ador, velo gamar sadehu, armor lo, bav nachesh. He continues. Davka scharo nachesh. So you see from here, the only reason that there are limits on what he's allowed to do is because he originally hired him to hoe. But if he's scharo stam, then he could do any malacha, and the Ramban says, ve'ein zetzarch l'raya. I don't have to bring a raya to this. I brought the Tosefta, but it doesn't even need a raya. Okay. Another area of halacha, to come to the daf for this daf, for the next 3 minutes, dayenu, to come for this discussion. Rabbeinu Yoel. Rabbeinu Yoel quoted, Rabbeinu Yoel was the father of the Rav Yah, right? One of the less known, we showed him, right? The Rav Yah, 3 volumes of the Rav Yah, 4 volumes of the Rav Yah we have on Shas. But here the Rush quotes Rabbeinu Yoel. Umikan. What's umikan? From this last line. Let's get back to the last line. Achlushe de mechuza. Right? These types of workers who, because when they don't work, it kind of is bad for them. That's why you have to pay them in full, because they're not getting anything out of it. Says the Rabbeinu Yoel quoted here in the Rush. Mi shesachar melame lebno. What if I hire a Rebbe to teach my son? V'chala ha-talmud, and the student is sick that day, he doesn't show up. Says the Rabbeinu Yoel. Ilo shchiach techala. If it's not common, right? It's not, it's like an ones. So, pseida de melame. then the malamid loses, like we said before, if there's an ones. V'ishchiach techala, so if the child, you know, often gets sick, ishchiach malamid b'masa umakir inyan ha-talmud, say to the malamid. So if the malamid, if the Rebbe is from this town, so then fine, he has to know, he should have known that the child sometimes gets sick and he loses. But what if he's not from the town? Exactly in our case, right? It's parallel. V'ilo shchiach b'masa, say to the malabayis, v'yavle scharo mishlam. The locus chara batel. He has to pay him in full, even though he didn't teach. Why would I have to pay him in full? The Gemara says, what do you mean? You only have to pay him in full if it hurts the person when they're not schlepping. Says Rabbi Yoel, the kol lom de Torah, dami lo'ochluse de mechuza, sha'batala goreim lahem shichacha v'kovet evarim. If somebody's supposed to be teaching and they can't teach that day, and they're going to be sitting and bottling, they're going to forget. They're going to have heavy limbs. It's going to affect them negatively if somebody can't teach. That is the Rabbeinu Yoel on the Rush. Ask that goes Ashri right there. The Torah to understand. So he can't teach, so he can learn himself. He can learn himself. What do you mean he's going to have shicha kovet eivarim? Take out a Gemara and start learning. So you have a day off. The Rebbe has a day off, so learn himself. Why is that going to like the achlushe de mechuza? They can't. They have no schlepping to do. They have no schlepping to do. But here, why can't he just do it himself? A davar tamua. Follow efshar lo lil mod ba'atzmo. O lil mod acherim b'chinam. Shalo yafse limon atzmo. Imkin mistakar ubakach. No, I don't understand. Why does it mean, what does it say that he's not going to, he's going to leave, but be not in the focus. Right? What does that mean? Says the pilpula charifta on the bottom of the page. The yireli de mi lil mod ba'atzmo lakasha klau. Don't I? He can learn himself. That's not Akasha. Ain't a dome at teaching students than learning yourself. Can't compare them, says the Papula Charifta. Dein alom dome alom made in Talmud. Shitzarech. He doesn't quote it exactly, right? The Gemara Tainis and Makis, right? You have a Talmida Yosem Mikulam, right? But he quotes it a little differently, maybe explaining that Gemara. Why Talmida Yosem Mikulam? Why do you learn the most from your students? Because you got to prepare the most. Shitzarech. Right? I learn with a Chavrusa. Okay, I'm sure I have to prepare for a Chavrusa. We'll learn it together. But my students, I have to be much more prepared. Shetzarech amal v'yegia rabba v'nimsa achshav she'eno omo kolkach. Right, some people out there, you know, learn the daf, but only once a week you give the daf yourself. Right, so that day you got to put in an extra 3 hours. Why? Because I have to give it over. If I'm learning it myself, okay, one level, but I have to prepare it. Why? Because I know there are talmidim out there. There are people listening. So that's exactly what the Pula Charifta says. When I have a talmid, I'm going to push myself much harder. Shetzarech amo v'yegia rabba v'nimsa achshav ein amal kolkach gorim lo kovet evarim umilolam adachirim nami ein kantema v'shigam Rabbeinu Yoel. He continues. Wow. Right. That's the Rabbeinu Yoel and the Rush and Agos Hashri, and it's not over. One more. Says the Radvaz in a tshuva. The Radvaz writes. Take home Radvaz. Simin tof shin nun. Right. Simin 750. Tshuva. Al micha sacher melamed v'chazer bo shechayav liten lo scharo im nosin lo scharo mishlom v'kiyoshe batel. This is a little different. The balabayis, not that the kid got sick, that the father, you know, reneged. I taught it to my son myself. I don't need you or something. How much does he have to pay him? So he quotes, the Radvaz here quotes the Rashba, who says similar to what Rabbi Yoel just said. D'dami lo chluzi d'mechuza. D'ilo avichal shi nosin lo scharo mishlom. V'kashali, right? The other Rabba. I know he asked the opposite kind of question, a similar question, but the opposite. He said, what do you mean? If they have a day off? No. Learning weakens you. So if you have a day to relax, it should make you stronger. How can you compare that to Achlushe de Mechuza? Right? The other Rabba, Amrina Lama Nikrishma Tushia, Shemateshes Kocha Shaladam. Right? Velekala Meimar, Dalo Amrina Hachiela Bedvar Matsrichim Iyun. Da'anocha Zina Melande Tinokos, Tarchim Arbigim. I see second grade Rebbeim, says the Radvaz. They have to work hard. They get tired, push themselves. So what do you mean? If they have a day off, so then it's going to be worse for them? It's going to be tiring, more tiring? Lefichah, says Radvaz, ti ha'ikir ha'tam hu, ti bizman sha'amalameid yoshevu batel, nechlash koach ha'limud vidarko, ukeshe yirtze lachzor lilimudo kashe alav, ki behergol ha'davar lo yiksha alav tarcho, v'lav dechalshi gufayu mamish, elachalshi mimalachtam. Don't focus on the physical elements. No, you focus on, we might say today, if you get out of the zone, it's hard to get back in. Right? If somebody's in it's like the day after a vacation. You know, it's hard to like get into work the next day. If you're going 5 days straight, okay, you're in a, there's a hergo. But if the day, the time, when there's a day off, the next day is going to be so much harder, right? So much harder. Baruch Hashem, in this country, we don't have a Sunday. But you know, it could be that if anybody has to, you know, after a Shabbos, you know, it's hard. Even for us, Sunday morning, it's after a Shabbos, it's out of the zone of the regular work week. So that's what he says. If somebody's getting back into the zone of even general work, but specifically in the sugya, if I'm teaching. So then it's harder. It's harder for any Rebbe, any employer knows that the first day back after a weekend, you know, you have to get the employees, get the students back into it. So that's here. That's what the Radva says. It doesn't mean physical exhaustion, but it means just harder. And that's the comparison to achluje to machusa. So you didn't think we'd talk about that today. But again, it relates to just the fact that there's a break, makes it harder. It relates to the famous thought of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz on the Rebbe Akiva. He didn't even say hello to his wife after the 12 years. He didn't come in. He just turned around and left when he overheard her. And Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says, I couldn't even go say hello. Ein Odom at 12 and 12 and 24. Or the concept of Ritzifus, the concept of a break. Again, that, we can't fathom that story, but at least the message of the story, that's exactly this Radvaz. Right? If there's a break in the middle, it's going to affect, it's going to be harder to get back in. Okay, we continue. That's where the action was on today. Now we continue. Amar Mar, three lines up from the two dots. Shamalahem es basha asu. So now we get back into the rest of that brisa. We just focus on the one line of the brisa. So now if you remember, we had a machlokes in the brisa, machlokes tanoim, between the Tanakama and Rebbe Dosa. Do you pay the workers based on what they did or based on what there's left to do? What if the price of workers went up, now they renege? So now, let's say I'm the balabais, I'm going to have to pay more to hire more workers. So did they have to bear the brunt of the loss or not? Like, what's the halacha? So machlokes. The Tanakhama said, you pay them for what they did. Rabbi Dosa said, you pay them for what's left. Meaning, based on what's left, the employer does not have to lose. So here we go. We're going to talk about every line of the brisa, but there's going to be a parallel. Amar mar, shamin lahem es masha asu, keitzad haya yafeh, shisha dinarim lo sein lahem sela. Right, you figure out what they did. If there is 6 dinarim left, right, then you still give them 4, right? Why? Because they did 4 work, even though it went up. And it used to be 4 left, but now there's 6 left. Kasavri Rabbanan Yad Poel Al Ha'Yona. The Tanakhama says that the worker always has more rights, right? Rashi quotes the Gemara earlier from Daf Yud, right, a couple of months ago, Paul Yochalachzer Bachatziyom, the Paul has certain rights, here too. He's Choser Bo, and he gets to be paid for what he did, even though price has gone up. Oh, Yigmru Balach, David Shle Slav, or he can finish the job and take the 2 slum that are left, meaning get 8 altogether. Where's the Pshita? That's obvious. If he wants to finish the job, he can finish the job and get what he committed to. Lo Tzricha Da'aikra Vidita. No, maybe this is the case. Where now the price of workers have gone up, the Imru Paulim, the Paulim were talking about leaving. They wanted to get out of it and say, you know what, we're going to go work for someone else. V'azo Balabayis Upaisinu. The Balabayis was able to convince them to stay, to finish the job. So then, at the end of the job, what happens? The workers say, well, okay, you convinced us, but we want the higher pay that we could have gotten now. You might say that they could tell him, well, we only agreed to continue and finish based on the higher wages that we could get now. Kamash v'la, no. The Amar Lehu, the Balabais could sell to say to them, I didn't appease you to pay you more. I've been giving you more snacks, more drinks. You know, that's why I wasn't going to pay you more. So therefore, there is a difference. There's a difference in that case. There is a machlokas between the two deis. The Ramban and the Rashba both quote, what if he had said the Feirish? Okay, I'll pay you more. So do you have to actually pay him more then? Or even then he could say, I was just trying to get you to stay. You committed earlier. So they both quoted deia that even if he says it Feirish, he doesn't have to pay more. And they don't agree. But they quote that Deya that, you know, it could be that, you know, he was just doing this in order to, you know, really based on what he originally had said. Yesh Omrim. Aval, he says, Elohacha shem befaisin stam, v'amr lamani osev aleihem. V'yesh omrim, aval pirshu, v'amru, ein anu osin imach, elo bekach vekach, v'zeh ba'u pisem, al das tosefes sha'amru pisem. V'yesh omrim, the shiny hacha. Tekiva, I'm sorry, I flipped it, they like the other day. V'yesh omrim, the shiny hacha. Tekiva de meikara agrinhu, since he originally hired them, v'chi hajri behu isle tar omes alaihu. The employer has complaints, you committed to me. The key paisinu, the ifaisu adaita that's not kama ifaisinu. For it's fui porta vachilibashasia, kekasav aramban, vachin near iker. I just quoted that from the Rashba. So I'm sorry, they like the other opinion. They say, even if it was beferish, you know, the Baal HaBayis is thinking originally, you know, what you were getting out of our commitment. So that's not really right. So I'm allowed to trick you even a little bit. Okay, so that is all, again, within the Tanakama of the Brisa. Last line of that Tanakama, Sela, notin lem Sela. If there's a Sela, so then you pay him a Sela. So what does that mean? Pshita, that's obvious. If they owe him a Sela, you pay him a Sela. Lotricha, dizol avidita meikara. This is the case of that line of the Brisa is talking about this kind of case. Dizol avidita meikara. Viagrinu, maybe work was very cheap at the beginning when he hired them. Viagrinu bitfezuza. And he offered them to pay them a little higher. Give him a little higher wage because work was very cheap. But now, by the time the job was over, so now workers make a higher wage. And they say, become a tvezuza. And now the average worker would get more. So you might think, Amrilay, they could say to him, tvezuza martalon, tvezuza havlon. Well, you kind of agreed to give us more than the going rate. So now that the going rate is higher, but you still have to give us more than the going rate. I only offered to give you more when you were getting a very low price and you weren't happy about it, so I wanted to make you a little happier. But now, this is the going rate, but this is what I'm giving you. I'm not giving you more, right? You don't say it's all relative, and therefore, that's what that line means. But that is all the Tanakama. The Tanakama and the Brisa basically hold Yad HaPoel Al HaEl Yona. So you pay him for what he did, not for what the Baal HaBayis has left to do. Rabbi Dosa Omer, but that's not what our Mishnah said. Our Mishnah was like Rabbi Dosa. Rabbi Dosa Omer, Shaman Lan is Masha Asid Leheasos. You have to figure out what's left and then deduct that from the ultimate price. Hayyafa Shishi Dinarim. If there are six left, so no Slam Shekel. You only give the worker two, right? If the agreement was for eight at the beginning. Ksavar Yad Pol Al Tachtona. The Poel, if he was the one that's Choser Bo, he loses. Oh, Yigru Malach David Lushay Slomor. Let him just finish the job and get paid in full. So Pshita, obviously, if he finishes the job, he gets paid. So Lotzricha, now we're going to have parallel to what we explained in the Tanakama. Lotzricha de Zala Vidita. Really, the price of workers went down. Right? So the Baal HaBayis here wants to back out, really. V'yemer Baal HaBayis. The Baal HaBayis wants to leave, wants to get new workers. V'yalzo Paalim Upaisu. The Paalim went and said, no, come on, let us finish the job. Ma'o detei ma'atzi amalahu adaita debatzrisu le'miagri. Well, I only fine. I was only convinced to pay the lower price, that I could get new workers now. Kamash v'la no. Da'amri le adaita davdina l'cha avidita shapirta. No. When you agreed, we said we were going to do super job for you. We're going to make sure it's done well, properly, and no cutting corners, and therefore he still has to pay them what he committed to. Sela nosin lahem. Sela, pshita, again, same line within Rabbi Dosa, as we had in the Tanakhamas, isn't that obvious? Amar Afuna, Breda Rav Nasan, lo tzricha de ozili inu gabe zuze meikara. Originally, right, what happened? They offered, you know what, you can give us a lower rate. Right, workers were very high, the wages, so they offered him a lower rate. And then it became cheaper. So maybe the employer could say, well, you agreed to accept less, I'm going to give you even less from the going rate right now. We only offered you less when the price was very high. But now that the price is low, you can't, you know, it's not a relative thing, right? You committed to us this amount, so that's it. Period. Amarav, halacha grebidosa. And we pass on like grebidosa, meaning yad poel ala tachtona. Right? If the poel wants to back out, we don't say that he gets paid for what he did. He gets paid based on what the Baal HaBayis still has left to do. Says the Gemara, Umiyama Rav Hachi, but does Rav really say this? Talacha da Gabidosa, Yama Rav, Paul Yochel Achshava, Afilo Bechatzi Hayom. Don't those two things go together? Rav said that Paul could be Chozer Bo, even in the middle of the day. Right, and Rashi said that's the whole basis for the Tanakama, against Rabbi Dosa. So how could Rav say that the Paul has rights, he could be Chozer B'chatzi Yom, but also say, Yad Paul Al HaTachtona, like Rabbi Dosa. V'chi Tema Shani Le Rabbi Dosa, Bein Sechiris La Kablanas. Maybe there's a difference between Sechiris and Kablanas. Sechiris means he's paid for the day, Kablanas he's paid for the job. Right, so maybe there's a difference between by a sachir where he's paid for the day. That's where Rav says Paul Yochalach Zabav Chatzi Yom. That's where Yado Al Helyona. But for the job, so maybe that's that. That was what the Brisa was talking about. That's Rabbi Dosa. If you paid for the job, so that's where we would say that the Paul's Yad is Al Tachtona. Right? Is that what we do? Says that maybe that's the distinction. So says the Gemara, Umi Shani Le. No, we're about to see from the following Brisa that there is no distinction. There is an important formulation of Rav Isser Zalman and the Eben Azel in Hilchos Mechira that, again, expanding, Rashi says it here a little bit, but he expands how the Socher, again, we said it earlier, but it's an important formulation. In Mechira, Yud Gimel Yud Ches. The bekablon yesh svara da'af de'eno yachol ishtabe ba'ofan shlo yuchalachzar tzarech lios yado ala tachtona the kiba alav litzar hakama b'shnei slaim imkein ashnei slaim utashlumi ba'aksiras kala kama. By a kablan, I agree to pay you 8 for the job. So you did half the job? I still owe you 0. I still owe you 0. So of course it's going to be yado ala tachtona. I paid you, it's a package by a kablan. You don't look at half the job that's done. By a sachir, where you're paid by the day, so you can look at each day's work separately and say that the commitment to pay is for each section of the job done. But by a kablon, you could say nothing is owed until the job is done. Ukishelo katzer alachetzia, but it's yakupol, and it's rock while bais l'shalim sela, v'chetzi, and a chayv l'shalim kol ha-sela. Tulun eschayi meikar l'shalim, el shnei slom bad kol ha-kama. Avol bepoel, shekibol lov avodas yom, ha-ein atashlum in bad pulaso, v'ha-to'ela shetetze me-avodaso. You're not paying for the result, el ba'ad ikir avodaso. You're paying for the work. V'einaf gamina be'an avodas yom, o chatzi yom. Right, you pay for, you focus on the work. You don't focus on what has been produced. That's the difference between a kablan and a sachir, a worker. That's the Isser Zalman in Mechira. So that's the Havamina here. So if you want to say there'd be doses mechalek between sachir and kablan, and that's why Rav wouldn't be a problem. By a sachir, the poel is yad al halyona. By a kablan, yad poel al tachtona. Umishani le, no, is there really a difference? Vatanya, the following brisa, hasachir as a poel. If somebody hires a worker, ulachatzi yom shama shemes lo meis, rachmanu litzlan, in the middle of the day, he loses a relative. Shama shemes lo meis. Osha chazto chama, or he gets a fever. He gets sick. Or the Rishonim say, his wife gets sick, his kids get sick. Right? Something he can't come to work. Right? Im sacher hu. This is very lamaisa. What happens if you hire somebody? You hire a babysitter, or you can't come, and you have to stay home half a day from work, right? How much is that person? Is there an ones? Right? Very lamaisa. So im sacher hu. So if this so is a sacher, so nosin lo scharo. Then you have to pay him scharo. You have to pay him his wages. Rashi, hoel va'anusu. Right? Since he's an anus, ein lakanso. Velasos yadol atachtona. Right? You don't fine him. Im kablan hu. Let's read the Gemara and then we'll get into the details of the Rishonim. Im kablan hu. But if he's a kablan, osin lakablanuso. Lamaisa, if there is an ones, you don't fine him. So Mani, who is the author of this brisa? Remember, we have the Tanakhama and we have Rabbi Dosa. The poel's yadatona or not? So, ilay merabbanon, if it's the rabbanon, meaning the tanakama of Eridosa's brisa, so ma'ir shama shabes lo meis, or shavso chama da onis. Why do you have to give the case of ones? What was the case of the brisa? There was no ones, and the poel still wins. Kilo onis nami, ha'am rabbanon yad poel al yona. Right, remember, the Tanakhama, the Rabbanan hold, the poel is always paid for what he did. So, Ela, la, Rabbi Dosa. It must be the Brisa's Rabbi Dosa's opinion. Vishma mina, and what do you see from Rabbi Dosa? The Brisa talks about both. Only because there's an ones, do we say the poel gets his money. And if not, he would not. Vishma mina, lo shani le, the Rabbi Dosa, bein schiris la kablanis. You see, there's no difference. So the Gemara answers, no, really there is a difference between schiris and kablanis. Why in the Brisa that we just quoted do we say that if there was no ones he'd be responsible? Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak b'davar ha'avid v'divrei Yakov. We're talking about a case where if you don't do the work, right, a person was sick, right, in that case, it's a davar avid where the guy's going to lose totally. He's going to lose the job, the flax is going to get ruined, soaking. So that's the case of the Brisa. But really, Rabbi Dov says machalik between Kabbalan and Sachir, and that's what Rav says, and that's how everything works out. There is a discussion in the Rishonim here. Most Rishonim say when it says if he was sick, right? No sein lo scharo. So the assumption is the Ritva says here, and the Tosva says in Kiddushin Daf Yud Zayin that he's paid for what he did. He's paid for what he did. He's not paid in full. If he didn't do it, he's not like the Rishonim say, like an Eved Ivri, who even if he's sick half of his years, he still goes free and have to let him go free, like the Amar in Kiddushin Daf Yud Zayin, because Eved Ivri is Gufo Kanui. That's different than a case of a Poel. There is, though, a Deya in Tosfos Kiddushin Yud Zayin. He starts off that Tosfos by says, Yei Shomrim. There are those that say that also by a Poel, if it's an Ones, you pay him in full even if he didn't do the job. It just says here, no sin l'schara. It doesn't say which schar. So there is a daya that says, Yei shahayu rotzim lomar sheotam schirim alamdei tinokos imchalu chatziyom kemo chen lo yu mashlimen esmanam kemo evet ivri v'yitlu kol haschirus kibishayu anusin. But Rov Rishonim assume, no, there's a difference between the Poel and the Eved Ivri. So we have all these relationships we could talk about. We have Poel, we have Kablon, we have Aris, we have Eved Ivri. That's four different halachic relationships that came up on today's daf. Each one has to be focused on, but each one can be contrasted with the others. Okay, Vaidu, Tanan, says the Mishnah, beginning of our parak that we had 2 days ago, Kol HaMishana Yadol HaTachtona, V'kol HaChozer Bo Yadol HaTachtona. Anyone who changes or is Chozer Bo, he has the lower hand. So Bishlama, Kol HaMishana Yadol HaTachtona, Tesasam Lantana Krebi Yehuda, that line, whoever's Mishana, he has the lower hand, right? So that's like Rebbe Yehuda. Which Rebbe Yehuda? Rebbe Yehuda, we had him Baba Kama. About if somebody tells you to dye it red and you dye it black. So remember the cases of Shinui Kone, Machlokas there. So that's like Rabbi Yehuda. Ela kala chozer bo yadol ha'tachton, ela suye mai. But the second line, whoever's chozer bo, so he has yadol ha'tachton. What is that including? Lav la suye poel ukrebidosa. Isn't that including, if the Rashi spoke about a kavlon, this is talking about a poel, so isn't this referring to a poel like Rabbi Dosa, yado ala ha'tachton? And therefore it's a kasha. You see that Rabbi Dosa says it both by Paul and by Kablon, and we're back to the Kash on Rav. Right? How could Rav say Paul Yochalachzav b'chatziyom and still hold like Rabbi Dosa? So Ella Rabbi Dosa Tarti Kamar. When Rav said I hold like Rabbi Dosa, I didn't mean everything like Rabbi Dosa. Rabbi Dosa himself said it. Said his shita of Yad Poel ala Tachtona, both by Kablon and by Sachir. V'Rav Sarva Kavasi Bechada Paul Yochalachzav Bechada. Rav only held of it by Kablon and not by Sachir. Answer number one. Answer number two. Iba Yisema, Kol HaChozer Bo Yadol HaTachtona L'Kidatanya. Maybe that line, as I do the Rabbi Dosa, maybe that line can be referring to the following. Kol HaChozer Bo Ketzad HaRishamachar Sadel HaChaver Be'Alav Zuz. So now we're getting into something we discussed a couple of weeks ago. Down payments. Paying a little bit, how much is that kona the whole thing? We had this earlier back in the Mems. Says the Gemara, Hari Shemachar, Sadam Echal Chaver Bel of Zuz. V'nazan Lamos, man, Masayim Zuz. I bought a field for 1,000 Zuz. I gave the seller 200. And then, later on we want to be Chozerbo. Bizmacha Mocher Chozerbo, Yabokech Alal Yona. If the seller wants to retract, then the buyer has a choice. Ratza Omer Lo Tainli Mo'osai. Okay, give me my 200 back. O Tainli Karka Kenegan Mo'osai. Or no, the 200 is done. Give me a piece of land that's worth that 200, and then I just won't pay you the rest of the 800. Mehechan magbio, from which land? Minha idis. Well, what that means, idis means the best quality of land. We'll have to see what that's referring to. The Gemara will discuss. Ubizman shaloke, that's one half. Ubizman shalokeach chozerbo, yad mocher lal yona. And if the buyer is chozerbo, the seller has the upper hand. Ratza omer alo, helach mosecha. You can say, okay, give back the money, the whole thing is back. Even though there was really a kinyan already done on that portion. He can say, no, ratza omer alo, helach karka, kenega mosecha. Or he can say, no, take karka, no, you already paid this 200, so that 200, I'm keeping your money. Kei karka, kenega that money. Mehechan magbio, mina ziburis. And which land does the mocher get to give him from ziburis, the worst lands? Fine, we'll get to that machlokas. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, he just says, Malam Dino son, Shlo Yachzeru. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, teach them to do something so they won't be able to be Chozerbo. Ketzad, write this in the shtar. Kosiv lo ani, ploni ben ploni, machardi sada plonis, laploni, bel of zuz, vinasan li mehem etayim zuz, he gave me 200 zuz, vahareni noshe bo chesmeo zuz. And now I'm making the rest of the money he owes me into a loan. Meaning the deal is done. Kanu, machshalo as a shar, afil la'achar kamashanim. The deal is done then. He has to pay him even many years later. The Rishonim here discuss, you know, why do you have to, there were other options that Rav Shmuel Gamliel could have suggested. What about doing a Kinyan Chalipin? What about doing other Kinyanim? Right? The Rishonim here discuss whether he can be medayik anything about Chalipin from this, the fact that it was not suggested. Okay, just two more minutes. Amar mar meicha magbiyo mena iddis. So the Braisa said, where, in the case where the mocher backs out, he has to, and the lokeach says, okay, give me my money back or give me land, he has to pay him an iddis. Says the Gemara, kalsak adayda me iddis b'din chasav. He has to give him the best of his properties. We know there are rules and regulations what quality of land everybody gets. A nizak, a balchov, all the different. So a balchov, at the most, let him at most be a, he's owed money. If it's not balchov, dinam babaninis. Right, let him get at least the medium land. Why the best? Va'od, and also ha'ara diyav zuze. Let him just get a piece of the land from the land that is being discussed that he paid for. He bought a piece of land. So it should just be piece of land from the land, 200 from the land that he bought. So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, answer one, you're right. Me'idis sheba, umizibur is sheba. Yes, it means from within the land that was bought, either the best or the worst. Answer number one. Or Rav Acha Bar Ravika, Amar Afilu Me'idis Shenachasav. Maybe it means general idis. Why? Tremendous chiddush here. Stam man dezavin ara ba'al fezuzei ozulei mozul amaz v'nechsei. If you're buying a piece of land for $1,000, you must be, you know, in a state where you need to get a lot of money. So you probably sold other pieces of land for lower prices in order to have enough cash to pay for this land. So you're kind of like a nizak. Vahavile kinizak v'tznan ha'nizak in shamalahem be'idis. There's not really a mazik here. But he is damaged in a way because I have to pay you so much money, so I'm losing. So not that it's directly damaging, but the takana derabanan of a nizak getting iddis, so that same svara would apply here because he's losing, because he's going to have to pay for this. Chazal also said that he would be able to get iddis. Right? Rashi says, Tosfos says in Vavli Mazik, lav dafka Mazik. Right, not mazik. Right, our girsa is just vahavile nizak, kenizak. Right, we don't have the girsa of mazik. But Tosa has that girsa. That's even worse. Shara ain't shaman kafia nezek sheiziku. Shara ain't a mishalim ela kafia mos v'chulu. So anyway, but that's it's ki'ilu. That is what took place. You know what? I guess we'll stop here by the two dots. By Rav Shmuel Gamliel, but Hashem, we will continue with Ayin Ches coming up as we continue here with Hasocher Es HaUmnin.